Good morning. Our ultimate question for today is it permitted to go into a church to see the artwork? For example, some people are tempted to go into the Sistine Chapel to see the artwork there. Is that permitted or not? So we're actually going to start in a different area with a different question. Is it permitted to go into a church in a situation of pikuach nefesh, when there's a life-threatening situation? In order to save a life, is it permitted to go into a church? So in fact, and interestingly, there are Rishonim who are machmir, that even when it's pikuach nefesh, it's prohibited to go into a place of avodah zarah. So the Rashba says as follows: Asur likanes la'olam lachatzar elili. He's not even talking about a church. He's talking about going into a chatzar that is used for avodah zarah, the chatzar of a church, a courtyard. Afilu ledaberim echad mem, even just to speak with somebody who is in attendance of the church, even right outside the church, in a dedicated area of the church, even if it's something that relates to the community, that's a tzibur, it's a communal need, and to go in would be prohibited, even if it's a situation of pikuach nefesh, even to potentially save a life, would be prohibited to go into a base of avodah zarah. And the Ritva also, concurring with the Rashba, he says as follows, that it falls under the category of Yizrayu d'avodah zarah. That means that it's a yehareg val yavor, because it is avodah zarah. Somebody, if they would be forced to go into a church, they would have to be killed rather than going in. So that's talking about the avodah zarah. Then he says, lefizeh asur likanes, is based on this, because it's a Yizrayu d'avodah zarah, you can't even go into a church if that is a church that is used for avodah zarah. If they go in for that purpose and it's used regularly for avodah zarah, it would not be permitted to go in, even for a pikuach nefesh situation. Now, on the other hand, there are those who are lenient when it comes to pikuach nefesh. There's actually a Gemara in Shabbos that Rabbi Tarfon says, if people were chasing me to kill me, or if there was a poisonous venomous snake ready to bite me, I would run into a base of avodah zarah in order to save my life. And in fact, the Rosh says as follows, Zim Yehudi Barach Sham Linatzel, if a Jew goes into a base of avodah zarah to be saved, Ein Isser B'Davar, there's no prohibition of doing so. And in fact, that is how we paskin in the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch. Shemishin Ischai of Misa, if somebody is a Chai of Misa, is going to be killed, Muta Livruach LaBeis Avodah Zarah U'Latzil Atzatzmo, he would be permitted to run into a house of avodah zarah, into a church, in order to save his life. So when it comes to pikuach nefesh, bottom line is that it is a machlokes. We do paskin leniently that it's permitted to go into a church in a situation of pikuach nefesh, but that is indeed a serious shaila. So the Tzitz Eliezer was asked our question of the day: how about going in? It kind of is very easy answer at this point. How about going into a church to see the art? So the Tzitz Eliezer says he remembers that when he was younger, that when they would be passing a church in his neighborhood, the older people would say, don't look at the church, let's go by quickly. And when we go by, we have to say three times, Tashakes Teshaksenu, this is disgraceful, disgusting. So he says, apparently the source is in the Rambam, in the Perush HaMishnayos that we saw a couple days ago, who says that you can't even live, Me'ikar Adin, you can't even live in a city that has a base of avodah zarah. We have no choice, we're a nusim, it's duress, what are we going to do? We can't get rid of it, we don't control things nowadays if we're living under non-Jewish rule, and even under Jewish rule, we can't even control it. Says the Tzitz Eliezer, that was the approach, that was his chinuch, and in fact, he says, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, it says as follows, the mitzvah lisrachek miderech elilim arba amos, it's a mitzvah to distance ourselves four amos from avodah zarah, and he says you need to look at that. From here we learn kol shekein da'asur likanes. Well, that's just distancing ourselves from the outside. Certainly you can't go in, and certainly for simply to see the art, vadai, certainly you can't go in to see the art. And he brings the Chida, who says in the Sefer Bris Olam, in the name of one of his great ancestors, Rabbi Avram Azulai, Chanichnas the base of avodah zarah. Anyone who goes into the base of avodah zarah, he is in the arms of the Sitra Achra Shaltuma, that is the evil spirits of avodah zarah, the Yetzer Hara, and it impacts us. He says, explicitly, matami moso me'amat, it causes us to have tuma. It has a very negative impact on our ruchnias, but little by little, v'lo yeda ki benasho adav, and you don't even perceive it, but it has a negative impact on our ruchnias. And the Darkei Tshuva says in the name of the Tos Rishonim that if it's not a situation of pikuach nefesh, it is prohibited to go into a base of Avodah Zarah. And look, there are even Rishonim, the Rashba and the Ritva, who say when it is pikuach nefesh, it's still going into a church, and a base of Avodah Zarah falls under Avizrayu d'Avodah Zarah, and it would be prohibited. So coming out, we've actually addressed two shailas. Can somebody go in for a pikuach nefesh? That is a machlokas, but we are indeed lenient based on the psak of the Shulchan Aruch to save a life or a suffek pikuach nefesh, it's mutter to go in. But certainly on the other extreme, to go in to see the artwork would absolutely be prohibited. Have a wonderful day.